I love musicals, and I guess to me particularly because, you know, I how I had learned making films was just making documentaries, really, in Boston on, you know, this kind of with this kind of 16mm camera. So, you know, I was spending my time making those kinds of films and then watching, you know, what seemed like the polar opposite, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, Jacques Demy, you know, movies. But, you know, to me what was interesting was that musicals, at least to me when they were most successful, was when they kind of seemed to acknowledge the real world and the mundane world, and pull everything that was kind of fanciful about them from those sort of mundane things. And even the most kind of elaborate Gene Kelly musicals are still, every number he does is rooted in some kind of real object that's on the street or it's in a room or something. And so I just took the same camera I used for documentary filmmaking and the same kind of, you know, very small crew. It was really usually just me with the camera and one other sound guy and maybe one other person shooting, and used the people had never acted before in the movie, had never been on screen before, and you know, just real settings. I mean, it was about just kind of doing it as though it were a documentary, which also partly explained why it took so long, because we kind of shot and then revised things and then shot some more and kind of tried to use the performers' lives as they kind of unfolded. I mean, what interested me was musicals that are about ordinary life. It wasn't so much a sort of let's put on a show kind of music. Musicals kind of fall into certain stories that they tell over and over again. Either it's let's put on a show, or it's boy meets girl, or it's some kind of variation of the two. For me, it was, you know, the sort of ordinary inflected boy meets girl movies that very ordinary people who, you know, are like you and me and live in a world that seems very familiar, but they just take it one step further by occasionally expressing their emotions by singing, which we don't do, or you know, maybe we do in the shower or so on and so forth, but we don't have an orchestra backing us. But that to me is not so big a jump in, you know, I don't think of musicals as such fantasies, really. It's not like making Avatar or something. And it's a very small jump to just add in some music behind someone to make it a quote-unquote musical number. But I was very interested in the sort of transition between how you get from ordinary real life to a musical number and back. But it also just has to do with the kind of musicals I like. I like the smaller musicals, the musicals that feel a little rougher. My favorite musicals are really when the genre was first sort of invented, like the early 30s, when they're very bizarre and nutso, but and there's a sense of experimentation. And then the musical got very kind of codified, but I think as with any genre, it's always important to, genres never die, it's just the filmmakers who get, you know, jaded about them. I think it's just important to go back to the roots and see what made the genre interesting at the time.